People from Baltimore eat oysters from the Chesapeake, wash their hands in the zinc, and drive Coors. The man who documented this distinctive local language died this week. John Goodspeed was 86 and was the author of a fairly complete lexicon of Baltimoreese, as well as a columnist for the Balmer Sun. Former Maryland State Senator Julian Jack Lapidus used to live across the street from Mr. Goodspeed. Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And tell us a bit about Baltimoreese.
Well, John Goodspeed, who was a native Texan, really captured the sort of the blue-collar Baltimorean. And that was one of the great charms of his wonderful column in the Evening Sun, Mr. Pepys' Diary. And it was a must-read. It was the one column you went to before you read the headline. And he walked the neighborhoods of Baltimore, and he just captured the flavor of not the grand districts of Mount Vernon or Guilford or Bolton Hill, but let's say East Baltimore or West Baltimore or Locust Point, and just captured this wonderful language that native, especially blue-collar Baltimoreans use and still use today. Like down has two syllables. Instead of downtown, it's down, D-A-Y-O, downtown with an extra syllable, and arsh for the Irish, and hard for Howard. They're just wonderful colloquialism.
Did people come to Mr. Goodspeed as kind of the court of last resort? That can happen to city columnists, you know. Government hasn't been able to help me. Lawyers haven't been able to help me. But if you did a column, Mr. Goodspeed, it might help.
I don't think it was so much a do-good column as a column of joy. I think John was able to capture the tougher areas, but with great elan. I mean, just a great respect and not a put-down. So I don't think people came to him with their problems. I think they sort of came to him with their joys and shared some of these marvelous stories that could only happen in Baltimore. I think he was extremely, he was sort of a laconic, sort of a Texan, interesting look and a handsome man, and I think the ladies absolutely loved him. And I think it was reciprocated.
Mr. Goodspeed wrote this column that he called Mr. Pepys' Diary for
right.
many years. Do you recall a couple of columns in particular that moved you?
I don't remember a specific column of his and should have researched that, but I just remember the sheer delight. It was like, you know, opening the New Yorker or talk of the town. It really was something that I think perhaps he patterned his writing after. And I don't know if this is true or not, but the rumor always was that John Goodspeed was invited to go to New York and write for the New Yorker, but always declined and wanted to stay in his beloved Balmer.
Well, Senator.
Yes.
Nice talking to you, sir.
My pleasure, and keep up the good fight.
Former Maryland State Senator Jack Lapidus talking about his longtime friend and neighbor John Goodspeed, the Baltimore columnist who died this week at the age of 86.
Away we go. When I say hit it, Birdland, when I say stop, hit it. How about those stiff legs there? You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, come out of the Birdland, back to the Madison. Hit it. Crazy. When I say hit it, go two up and two back, double cross and freeze. Hit it.